The Science of Karma, as expounded by the Jnani Purush Dada Bhagwan, 7th edition. Preface. Countless unimaginable and unexpected events, such as plane crashes, bombings, fires, earthquakes, and tornadoes, causing innumerable deaths, have been known from television and newspapers. Many people have met their death in accidents or from diseases and hunger. Many have died right after birth, and many have committed suicide. There have also been dark scandals involving preachers. At the same time, the evolved souls of saints, devotees, and jnanis, that is, self-realized, have been experiencing the bliss of self, that is, Nijanand. When scandals arise, people become curious. Why are babies born disabled? One does not find any consolation. People's minds are silenced because they cannot resolve and understand the true nature and laws of karma. What is karma? How does one bind or accumulate karmas? Where does it all begin? What was the very first karma? How can one be liberated from karma? Can one avoid experiencing karma? Is God the doer of karma, or is he the instigator behind them? What comes after death? Who binds all these karmas? Who experiences these karmas? The Atma, that is the soul, or the physical body? What do our people call karma? According to people in general, karma means going to work, performing meritorious deeds, charity and religious activities. The self-realized, however, call this karma phal, that is, resultant karma, instead of karma. The gross karmas, which can be seen and experienced through the five senses, are all karma phal, or discharge karmas. That which was charged in the past life is being discharged in this life. It is manifested and becomes visible. The karmas performed at the present time are done at the subtle level. The charging point is very difficult to grasp or recognize. A businessman, pressured by his relatives, donates 5 lakh rupees to a charity trust, while his friends ask, "Why did you donate money? Don't you know that they are all thieves and embezzlers?" The businessman tells his friend that he knows that. If he had his way, he would not have even given 5 rupees, but he was forced to donate the money due to pressure from the chairman, who happens to be his relative. Now that he has donated 5 lakh rupees, people praise him for his generosity, which in fact was his discharge karma. What did he charge? He has charged karma by saying that he would not have given even 5 rupees. On a subtle level, he charges exactly the opposite, so that in his next life, he will not be able to give even 5 rupees. A poor man donates 5 rupees to the same charity and says that if he had 5 lakh rupees, he would give it all. Because he gives the money heartily, in his next life, he will be able to donate 5 lakh rupees. So, whatever you see externally is all the fruit of actions. But on a very subtle level, the seeds being sown cannot be discerned. Only if you have inward vision, that is antarmukh drashti, can you see this. Now, is it necessary to spoil one's intent and emotions after such an understanding? The karmas that one binds, such to eat, drink, and be merry, are called sanchit karmas, or accumulated karmas. Such karmas are stockpiled at a subtle level, and when they are about to ripen and give fruits, a person is inspired to eat unhealthy food, and when he is done eating, it is called prarabdha karma, that is, fate. This in turn gives a final result, which is the effect of effect, so that he may end up having dysentery and become sick. That is kriyaman, that is, exhausted resultant karma. Param Pujya Dadashri shows us that Vyavasthit Shakti includes the principles of karma. Karma is only a small fraction of Vyavasthit. It doesn't include the total process. Karma belongs to Vyavasthit, but Vyavasthit does not belong to karma. Karmas are carried on in a subtle form as seeds from the past life. However, it does not end there. When the karma starts producing fruits, in other words, trees grow from the seeds, so many circumstances are required. The seed becomes a mango tree and one can receive mangoes. This process involves many other evidences, such as soil, water, sunshine, fertilizer, heat, and time. Dadashri has explained beautifully that these are the fruits of karma. The seeds of karma are active at the very subtle level. Many people ask how the first karma was bound. Did the body come before the karma? Did the chicken come before egg? It is all the same. In reality, there is no such thing as the first karma in the world. Karma and Atma have existed throughout time without a beginning or an end. Karmas are charged atoms. The Atma is the living or conscious tattva, that is, element. Both tattvas, that is, Atma and matter, are always separate. A tattva is an eternal element. How can there be a beginning to that which is eternal? All karmas are charged because of the union of the living, that is Chetan, and non-living, that is Jad. It is the seed karma, that is cause or charge karma, which gives the fruit of karma, that is effect or discharge karma, in the next life. Karmas produce circumstances that by nature are temporary. Union is followed by separation. Circumstances come and go, giving rise to various stages of existence and events. When the wrong belief, "I am this and this is mine," arises, it results in the visible and tangible worldly life. If one understands this mystery, then there is only the Shuddhatma, that is pure soul, and Sanyog, that is circumstance. Owing to the lack of such understanding, we use the gross language of Prarabdha and call it fortune, fate, or destiny, etc. The science, however, tells us this much, that if we remain separate from the evidences, then we can stay in the Atma, and only then karma does not exist. How does one bind karmas? Karmas are bound by the subtle belief of doership in any action. What is doership bhav? When someone else does the karma and one believes that I am doing it, is called doership, karta bhav. Why does the doership, karta bhav, originate? It originates because of ahankar, that is, ego. What do we call ego? The ego is the belief, I am that, when truly one is not that. When the self is identified wrongly, it is ego. It is ego when one believes, I am Chandubai, because here one identifies himself with his name and body. I am this body. I am her husband. In reality, one is the pure soul, but he is not aware of this real identity. Because the person does not have this awareness, he identifies himself as I am Chandulal and I am this body. This belief is ignorance, and it is because of this ignorance that karmas are bound. If you renounce the identification with the body, then you are not the doer of karmas, and neither are you the enjoyer or sufferer of these karmas. That is the ultimate essence of dharma. Srimad Rajchandra. If you are an embodied soul or jiv, then Lord Hari is the doer. If you are Shiv, the primordial soul, then that is the true essence, that is, meaning you are not the doer. Akhabhagat. When one identifies with I am Chandulal, it is called Jivdasha, that is, embodied soul. When one becomes aware of the Jnan, that I am not Chandulal, but I am Shuddhatma, that is pure soul in reality, that is called Shivpad. One is Shiv. The Atma is Paramatma, whose natural state is devoid of all mundane actions. The Atma, by nature, has no doership. It is the Jnani who is constantly aware of, I am the Self, and I am not the doer of anything. And therefore, he does not bind new karmas. The old discharged karmas mature, give fruit, and are exhausted. The seeds of karmas are sown in the past life and give their fruits in this life. Who gives the fruits of these karmas? God? No. It is given by nature, or what is called scientific circumstantial evidences, that is, Vyavasthit Shakti, by Param Pujya Sri Dadashri. It is due to ignorance that while experiencing the karmas, Rag Dvesh, that is, likes, dislikes, is created, which in turn creates new seeds of karma that mature in the next life and have to be suffered. Jnanis prevent one from creating new seeds of karmas. When all karmas have been completely exhausted, one attains the final moksha. When someone insults you or causes damage to you, it is all due to scientific circumstantial evidences. The person is not at fault. He is only an instrument or apparent doer. How can the action originate without any cause? He, the victim himself, has accumulated the cause karmas of receiving insults from his past life, which results as an effect and manifests into physical form when all circumstances come together. Only the seeds cannot come into fruition, but all the circumstantial evidences have to be met so the tree can grow and one can try its fruit. Until all the evidences are met, how can the fruit be achieved? We sowed the seeds of insult, but for the maturation of the fruit, all the evidences have to be met. Human beings bind karmas because of ignorance. They perceive the instrument to be the doer, blaming the instrument. If one stays in Jnan, then he will see that the person is only a nimit and therefore faultless. He will understand, this insult is the result of my own karmas. In this way, one does not create new karmas and becomes free. If he should perceive the person to be the culprit, then he must do pratikraman at that very moment, shoot on sight, so the seeds will not come into fruition in the future. The process of coming together of all the evidences, ripening, and experiencing the fruits of karmas is scientific circumstantial evidence. Param Pujya Dadashri says that Vyavasthit Shakti, that is, scientific circumstantial evidences, is responsible for giving the fruit. Atma Vijnani Purush Param Pujya Sri Dada Bhagwan has imparted this science of karma to the world. We have presented it here in an abridged book version in the form of Dadavani for the readers to help them solve the confusing problems of life. Dr. Niruben Amin, Jai Sachidanand.